David, you start talking about something completely unrelated.
I just thought I'd change it up. Okay, so, you know, it's interesting. Ravioli got a new fish, and in fact, she actually got two of them, but it's weird that she has a preference for
David,
the different
fish. David, I actually do care about this, but we can't talk about it right now, because if you look at the time, it is
the Chainsaw Minute!
I'm David, and this is your Dose of Chainsaw Man. You can join us every Friday where we see what masterpiece Fujimoto put out.
I'm Jordan, and if you're looking for regular Shonen Flop goodness, you can find our next episode to hear our first thoughts on Chugacha this Monday. Wow, what a manga!
Absolutely. And just a reminder, these recordings are open to everyone, so listen and chat along with us on the Shonen Flop Discord every Tuesday at 6 p.m. when there's a new chapter out, except I'll be gone in the next 2 weeks because I'm going to New Zealand.
Oh, yes.
You can find a link to it in the show notes or on our site. And Jordan, what was your devil this week?
My devil this week was the mattress pad devil, David. So we got a new bed. It's a very nice bed. Well, we got a new bed frame. And we had this foam mattress pad on top of our mattress. We got rid of it because it's just kind of old. We got a new one, a new memory foam mattress, and we were putting it out. It was all kind of lumpy because it was shipped over. And then we read, put it out and lay it on a flat surface for 48 hours.
Oh, yeah, that's really standard for mattresses.
Yeah. It's a queen size mattress, David. We barely have any room. So, we don't really have floor space for a queen size mattress. So, it is currently sitting outside our room, completely blocking the hallway. And it's been like that for, thankfully 2 days. So, tonight we'll be able to bring it in.
I was going to say, less than 48 hours.
Yeah.
Mm.
So every time we've had to go out, we've had to kind of walk around it. It's been annoying, but, you know.
You should just have people over and just pretend the mattress isn't there and just be like, what are you talking? There's no mattress.
Yeah, sure. Oh, man. What about yours?
Mine is the packing devil. As I said, going to New Zealand, and I had to pack and completely unpack my suitcase because we ran out of room for our stuff. Because surprisingly, 15 days worth of clothes takes up a lot of space. So that is a fun project for me tonight, is to pack for the third time for this trip.
Oh man, bust out your Resident Evil 4 skills. You know, someone made an entire game that is just the inventory management from Resident Evil 4?
You mean Tetris?
Yes. Well, yeah, except... You know,
I just broke Jordan's bit.
No, just shut up. Anyway,
enough about that. Let's hear the plot summary for
Chapter 157, College Fund. Aza and Fami stand outside of the building where Denji is being dismembered with the intention of saving him. Upon being discovered, turrets rise from the ground to shoot them. However, Aza already used her college fund to purchase them and uses them to destroy the opening. It's great. She's able to do this both because people are getting more afraid of war and because Aza has no concept of how much things actually cost.
Well, the entire aquarium situation was that.
The aquarium situation was great. The idea is that you spend something that you care about that is of equal worth to the thing that you are trying to turn into your weapon. Aza legitimately thinks that her college fund is enough to buy these state-of-the-art gun turrets. They are not, but she doesn't realize this. She's kind of like the Arrested Development thing, where it's like, how much can a banana be? $5?
How much can one turret be? 10,000 yen?
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't realize that yen and USD are different denominations.
Yeah, well, because it was like, it was like 1 million yen, I think, which might be around $10,000. I don't know. It's not enough for a state-of-the-art gun turret.
No. And then the two, arguably three girls, run through the facility as the whole place goes on alert. Someone recognizes her as the hunter from the Chainsaw Man Church and thinks she's here to free their leader. And I guess in a way,
kinda.
She is. Fami tells Asa to handle the threats because she's the trump card. She tells Asa to be careful, and Asa immediately falls on her face right in front of a ton of armed guards. So Fami steps up to fight.
Oh man, David, why was this week's chapter a 10 out of 10?
God, fucking peak Fujimoto having a laugh.
Great chapter.
I mean, just God, I love how she just falls all the time.
She does. It's a legitimate running joke.
Oh, you mean a falling joke?
Hey. Anyway, literally.
literally the first chapter is she falls over and kills Bucky. It reminded me of that. We already talked about like the money thing, which is hilarious, and I love how that is legitimately her power. Oh my god.
She's so stupid she can use her powers to their fullest potential.
Yeah, I also really was liking Famie in this chapter. Like, there's a moment where Yoru is like, come on, Famine. Like, what's the deal, Famine? What's the plan, Famine? And Famie just does not respond. She just kind of looks off. She's like, oh my god, what's the deal, Famie? And then Famie's like, oh, yeah, no. It's like, let me go in there. I just love it. Like, the idea that, like, she's just kind of... Like, because she's been very aloof. Like, she's been very seemingly unemotional. So the fact that she's like, no, you call me by my fucking nickname is great. It like, adds to her character, I think.
Yeah, Famie doesn't really give a fuck about anything. I think she's just kind of doing this to see what happens, more so than any actual interest in this.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely has like an ulterior motive. She's definitely kind of detached here. She is not as personally connected as Aza is.
Yeah, by the way, a little detail, did you notice that the turrets had the word 10,000 written on them, which legitimately is how much you might think they're worth?
It's really good. I also want to say that something I thought was funny is that they're like, oh man, they're just high school girls.
Teen girl squad!
But it's like in anime, in manga, you know what? High school girls are statistically pretty dangerous, is all I'm saying. Like,
I hope someone draws Teen Girl Squad with the three. Famie, Asa, and your
so-and-so!
Deaf Devil hasn't shown up yet.
The ugly one!
God, what a great fucking chat. If you're not, it's way too deep into the manga to show someone this is show how great Chainsaw Man is.
Yeah. I also really love how Aza and Yoru talking back and forth were handled. It's one of those things where I'm like, there's no way it can be adapted into anime as well as this works in manga.
Yeah.
It's like two people are talking like right next to each other, kind of, but like they're obviously not. It's just like some panels have the scar and that's Yoru, obviously, and then some don't, and that's Aza. The scar was such a smart idea.
It could be maybe they'll have two separate voice actors,
or like just one voice actress who's very good at like having like a very different cadence for each one.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find someone.
It'll be really interesting to see.
They've got to actually act.
What?
I don't even know a timeline of when this would possibly be animated. This would be in like 10 years.
Probably. Fuck. Yeah, like we're only on the very first few volumes of Chainsaw Man right now. Like we haven't even really... Well, they're doing that movie about meeting Reze, aren't they? Like a special about Reze?
The Bomb Girl arc is going to be a movie.
Right. Do you think they're going to have an additional adaptation for the of just like episodes, or is that just going to be the adaptation?
I don't know. It really, I guess, depends on how well the movie does.
You know, knock on wood, I would expect it to do pretty well, mm-hmm. because Chainsaw Man, pretty damn popular right now, gotta
say. And I can't believe how dangerous it was for you to openly discuss Reze in an episode of the Chainsaw Minute.
Oh, I know, but it's different when you do.
This almost makes me want to just skip the entire credits, and that's the end of the episode. Oh, but we, alas, unfortunately, I do have to thank you, Jordan, for all of your hard work on the show, being a great co-host.
Oh, thank you, David. Also, Fujimoto shoe watch. Still can't really draw shoes that
well.
Yeah,
homeboy cannot draw shoes. It's like me pronouncing words.
I think last chapter there was like one panel where I was just like, wow, those are some pretty well-drawn shoes for you, Fujimoto.
He probably had an assistant do it.
Yeah. Also, I apologize. Last week I said, no, I don't think they've cut off 23 legs, but like, apparently the consensus is yes, that's what they were doing. We'll see.
I also want to say you can find us on Twitter at Shonen Flopcast, Tumblr Shonen-Flop, and our website shonenflop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you get your podcast. Props to Shannon for the awesome cover. Find her online at Illuminati. Reminder, you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern when there's a new chapter out. Just a reminder, we are taking 2 weeks off, and stay tuned for Monday as we give our first thoughts on Chagacha. And we can't even do the bit where I start talking about Reze and Jordan gets mad at me because we already mentioned Reze. But anyway, I'm gonna still make my
god, David. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm looking at the clock and it looks like the Chainsaw Minute's best.
Bye.
Bye.